look at you, you poor thing. I just wanted to stop by and check on you, but I can see you obviously aren't doing any better. I brought you some homemade soup. Mind if I come in? It's so chilly out here. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry you're not feeling well, sweetie. I couldn't help but feel bad knowing you're over here all alone while you're sick. No one to take care of you. So, here I am. The soup's warm. Why don't you have a seat and let me take care of you? Oh, I insist, honey. I just want you to relax and focus on getting better. And you won't have to lift a finger while I'm here. That's funny. You know, my friends jokingly call me mommy sometimes. Maybe I just have that maternal energy about me or something. Well, let's get you some food. When's the last time you ate? Yesterday. Well, that just won't do. You need to nourish your body if you want to get well. It's really a good thing I came over here to check on you. I don't think you can take care of yourself right now. All right, why don't you open up for me? This should be at the perfect temperature now. Oh, it's okay. I don't mind spoon feeding you. Like I said, I don't want you to have to lift a finger. I really mean it. Now open up for me, please. Good girl. How's that? You like it? This is my famous homemade chicken noodle soup recipe. It's a secret recipe. Oh, you like it. I'm so happy to hear that. Another bite? There you go, sweetie. You know, I really enjoy cooking. Yeah, I'd love to have you over for dinner sometime soon. Would you like that? Yeah, it could be really fun. Open up. It's not too hot, is it? Okay, great. Oh, you look all flushed, like you've got a fever. Here, let me feel your forehead. Oh my goodness, you're burning up, sweetheart. Oh, you poor thing. Being sick is really no fun, is it? One more bite. There you go. Is this couch new? Really? I swear you had a different couch here before. It looks a little different for some reason. Well, I guess I just didn't notice it. It looks great. And I love that throw blanket you have on it. Where'd you get that? Oh, really? I love that store. Do you mind if I touch this blanket? Oh, yeah, this is really so, so soft. You know, I think I'm going to have to pick up a blanket like this for myself. Yeah, I love this blanket. Oh! Whoops, looks like I dropped something. Is this yours? What am I looking at here? What is this? Is this a diaper? Well, it definitely looks like a diaper. And a big one at that. Is this yours? Or do you have a roommate or a baby I don't know about? You wear diapers? I had no idea that you wore diapers. I'm so sorry if I just embarrassed you. I promise you, look at me, there is nothing to be embarrassed about. Yeah, it's no big deal that you need them. You know, I used to work at a hospital, so I have changed a lot of diapers in my adult life. Oh yeah, it's definitely something I've seen and I'm comfortable with. You know, it's kind of funny, I guess it all makes sense now. Well, I guess I could always hear a little crinkle when you're around, but now I'm just putting it all together. But seriously, it is no big deal. I swear, I could change your diaper right now and it would not even be a problem. Wouldn't even bat an eye. Actually, that's not a bad idea. I mean, I want to make this up to you, and I've been looking for ways to make things easier on you as you recover. So, what do you say? No, I'm being serious. I meant it when I told you there was no need to feel embarrassed. Trust me, I was a professional. Besides, I'm the one who caused this embarrassment in the first place by finding it. Please, let me take care of you. It's really for the best that you relax and get better anyway. Now, where are your changing supplies? Do you have, like, wipes or anything like that? Right over here? Okay. Oh, here they are. All right, well, it's been a while since I've done this, but I'm sure it's just like riding a bike. When's the last time you had someone else change your diaper? When you were an actual baby? Wow, that was so long ago. You know, if it's more familiar for you, I can treat you like a baby. Yeah, I can treat you like my little baby. You're actually pretty cute when you're embarrassed. Let's see what we're working with here. Do you mind if I pull these down? Oh my gosh. Look at this diaper. It literally says baby on it. Are you a baby? Oh my gosh. Where do you even find diapers like this? Oh my gosh, they look just like real baby diapers, but they're so big. Oh my gosh. You look pretty adorable in this diaper though. And it is so full. When's the last time you got changed? Well, that's just way too long ago. Looks like I'm gonna need to come over here more often to make sure you get changed in a timely manner. Now, lay down for me. I'm fluffing it out. I told you I'm used to this. Go up for me. That's better. Okay. You are so soaked. Oh my goodness. Look at this. And look at this. It looks like you have a little diaper rash forming right here. See, I knew you shouldn't be over here taking care of yourself. You know what? I'm going to bring some diaper rash cream over later because you clearly need it. Ow, is it real sensitive right here? Poor baby. Yeah, wipes are just not enough. You're going to need some more protection. All right, hold still for me, little baby. Look at all these tapes. There we go. All done. Isn't that better? What would you do without me?